Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
All right, Beadle, thanks a lot. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, coach, 3 games, 12 days. Your team get a little bit of time off. How'd the last 10 days go preparing for Kansas City tonight?
Well, we needed a few days just to get some rest and kind of get caught up. But I think we've had a decent week this week. They're a hard team to prepare for. But we've played them kind of every year here for the last few years, so we have a little bit of a background with them. And they're explosive. They do a lot of different things. Hopefully we'll be ready to go tonight.
Seems like I could have the same discussion with you about the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's always whether you play them here, whether you play them there. It's the same type of skill sets. What's the one thing that jumps out, you know, when you look at a team and you've been in a spot before, you know how hard it is to stay undefeated. What makes them win the games, the tight games? And I know they've scored some big points earlier in the year, but what's the one element that you see in their football team when you look at them?
Well, other than the Denver game, they've gotten off to very fast starts, and they've played from ahead anywhere from a couple touchdowns to four touchdowns against San Francisco. So, you know, they have a good pass rush, and so when they can crank the pass rush and stay balanced in their offense, they're hard to beat. And so, you know, one thing we don't want to do is try to play this game from behind. So nobody wants to do that, but certainly against these guys, so they start cranking that pass rush up and you're throwing on every down. That's not where you want to be against this team.
I know they're banged up, and regardless of who plays, who doesn't play for them defensively, whether it's Houston, whether it's some safeties, I mean, you've had receivers that have played defensive back and won football games, so your players aren't really looking past guys that aren't going to play tonight, fair to say?
Yeah, no, look, they have a good football team, and I'm sure whoever's out there will be ready to go.
Good to have Julian back, not only on offense, but special teams. Seems like he gave you guys a spark in a punt return. You had the one called back, but seems like you're getting some stuff out of your punt return game.
Yeah, we started to show some signs of life on that, so hopefully we can continue that and make some plays in the kicking game. We could certainly use some more of those after the first third of the season. We didn't have as many as we would like to have, so hopefully that'll change around. But it's good to have Julian back, and seemed like all the receivers had a good role and were involved last week, so hopefully combined with the tight ends in the back so we can get good production from our overall offensive skill group.
How about Hoges? Seems like he worked through a little bit of an injury. I know he's limited this week. Will he be able to go tonight?
Yeah, he should be ready to go.
Sony Michel, I know he did some work on the bikes and stuff, but here we are, day of game. Looks like he's going to go too.
Yeah, I think he'll be there.
Okay. You coach against Andy Reid teams before. You know, Andy's been criticized for lack of clock management, that, but you know, he seems to give you something different at the start of each game, doesn't he? As opposed to other coaches that you say, okay, this is what a team's going to do, and they go out and do it.
Yeah, you have no idea what Andy's going to do to start the game, and it's usually pretty effective. And as I said earlier, getting ahead is a big part of their game, and they do a real good job of that with the script and with the plays that they run in the early part of the game, formations, personnel groups, misdirection, and so forth. They a lot of times catch the defense a little bit off guard and get a step on them and can turn it into a big play. So Andy's an excellent game plan coach, and not just the beginning of the game, but in all throughout the game. And certainly the way that they came back and beat Denver on the road when they were down by 10 in the fourth quarter is a pretty good testament to their ability to play from behind and manage the clock and do what they need to do to win.
You got a hell of a tight end here. They have a good one in Kelce, too. Does that complicate things defensively because it's not a true Y that you can line up and say, okay, here's the lug-heading tight end that this guy can move around. He's almost like a receiver.
Yeah, he is a receiver. Yeah. Kelce's a very good receiver. He's very athletic. He's quick. He has very good, obviously, ball skills, run after the catch ability. But he has the ability to get open with his quickness, and obviously he's a big target. So he's a hard guy to handle. They have very good skill players, running backs, tight ends, receivers, and obviously quarterbacks. So yeah.
I'm going to ask you about him, so that's coming.
they can move the ball and score points.
Yeah, but the kid, I mean, you look at Mahomes, his ability, his arm slot, you know, where you don't have to be a true tactician where the feet aren't set under you. He can make all the throws, can't he?
Yeah, he has a great arm, and he's very good throwing on the run. He can run, but he's very good to throw on the run, get out of the pocket, and see receivers across the field, down the field, or in front of them, and extend plays. The left-handed throw he made against Denver is a good example of that. He's kind of never The play's not over until the whistle blows, so we've got to really work to finish our plays against this guy and the entire offense.
I know there's a play in a preseason. Was it Carolina, the one I looked at with you on TV, where the play was – oh, Atlanta, 75 yards in the air like it was nothing.
Yeah, no, he's got a tremendous arm, and he can stretch the field, throw the ball to the sideline, throw the ball down the field, and, you know, Hunt's a good inside runner. So they attack all areas, every spot on the field. You've got to defend it all.
Their offensive line, is it more of a zone blocking scheme because of the way they stretch it with the jet sweeps and everything, or is everything predicated on timing like the passing game is?
It's a lot of RPO, so it's a lot. There's a lot of zone with some type of pattern combination on the other side of it. They do have some gap schemes, but overall they like to get Hunt the ball downhill on zones, read zones where the quarterback can keep, or, you know, read the defensive end, that type of thing, or give it to him in the outside plays, and if the defense takes that away, then they convert it into an RPO pass play. So more zone than man.
All right, non-football question for you. Bill Belichick Hall of Fame huddle. We did this past Friday. It's a fifth year. You know, how encouraged are you with the response you're getting for the community? Not only that, but guys like Tony La Russa, Dave Dombrowski there, obviously Jim Tomey, and, of course, Joe Torre on set with you. That was a hell of a night.
Yeah, it was a great night, and I appreciate all your help, Scott, Gerard Mayo. We had a couple.
That's right, Mayo.
You guys did a great job. And so, yeah, the support's been amazing, and we've been able to raise quite a bit of money here that we'll give away in the foundation here in the next few weeks.
Okay, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question week. Comes from Wendy Reeds of Needham. Let's talk about the Sunday night games. How much of the rest of the NFL do you watch? You know, it's you got to get your own football team, but there's a lot of games that go on during the day. How much do you watch prior to your game?
I kind of watch some of the games that we'll, you know, teams that we'll be playing here in the near future. Obviously, the Bears and you know, Buffalo and teams like that aren't too far away. So saw some of them play, but not you know, intently, just kind of casually to just you know, see what's going on.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Go get them.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, so back up to Beetle at Splitsville.